Nightclubs. Marketed as places to listen to your favorite DJs, pop bottles, and meet gorgeous women. Today I'll be talking about the many reasons nightclubs are a complete waste of time for sub-5 males, as well as average-looking men. The first reason really pertains to sub-5 males. I've seen countless TikTok and YouTube videos of sub-5 males being recorded in clubs for various reasons, such as dancing and trying to talk to girls. As a sub-5 male, you will really look out of place at a nightclub. This is going to go for if you're very short, you're overweight, you're old, you're balding, or you just have an unfortunate looking face. There's really a lot of groupthink mentality in the nightclub, and people will be really quick to point and laugh and pull out their phone at your expense. The second reason is prejection. This will happen to both sub-5 males as well as average looking men. You're going to get a lot of weird, sometimes dirty looks, even just walking through the club. I've actually experienced this firsthand when I was overweight and completely bald. You'll be minding your own business, walking through the crowd, and a girl will give you this weird, sometimes aggressive look. They do this as a lot of guys will approach women aimlessly, especially on the dance floor, a lot of the times from behind. They try to send a signal to men they're not attracted to not even try. When you look at it from a woman's perspective, if you're being constantly approached all night, you're naturally going to be closed off to men you're not physically attracted to, really because in a nightclub, that's all they really have to go off of. In a nightclub, your looks really come to the forefront, and when you're not a good-looking guy, you don't have the advantage. The next reason is constant rejections. Constant rejections tend to happen in a nightclub. Even as a good-looking guy, you're going to get rejected. Now, there are some consistent rejections that you're going to hear a lot as a sub-5 or as an average-looking guy in a nightclub. Some of the most frequent rejections are going to be statements such as, "Go away, I'm good, I have to go to the bathroom, I'll be right back," and then they never show up. And then, my favorite, "I'm just having a girl's night." You're going to hear these a lot, mainly because there's nothing physically about you that really stands out in the moment. And when you're trying to dance with somebody, you're trying to talk to someone over very loud music, it's very frustrating for them to hear you. And when you don't meet this initial looks threshold, they're going to give you excuses like these to avoid talking to you. To give you an example, I went to a nightclub a few years back with a good buddy of mine. He's 5'3", and that is his main problem, but unfortunately he also has a very unattractive face with gaps in his teeth, so it's kind of like a double whammy. That night, I saw him get turned down probably about 25 times, mainly when he was trying to dance with girls on the dance floor, but also in other parts of the club when he was just trying to, you know, strike up conversations with them at the bar or between the bar and the dance floor. You know, my buddy's very charismatic. He's very funny. He dresses well. He's successful in his career. But none of these factors matter in a nightclub, as, you know, girls really only they have to go off of is your looks. Some of the reasons why you might get those lines, those rejection lines in a nightclub, really comes down to specifically what you look like. This could be because you lack in height. And we're not even really necessarily talking about, you know, short guys. Short guys are going to get rejected almost all the time in a nightclub, but even just more of like an average height guy. Let's just say you're between, you know, 5'7 and 5'11 and there's nothing particularly really appealing about you. You don't really have an attractive face, or you don't particularly have a really good body. There's nothing going to really stand out about you in a nightclub to get, you know, women to want to concentrate over the loud music and, you know, give you a shot at a conversation. I spent years in the clubs as both a sub-5 as well as an average looking guy, and I've heard all these lines. If you were a good looking guy, you may still get rejected and you may still hear one or two of these lines on occasion, like, "I have to go to the bathroom," or, "You know, I'm just having a girl's night." You may hear those occasionally, but much, much less frequently than, say, a sub-5 male or an average-looking guy is going to hear. Because if you're a good-looking guy, whether you're tall, you're over 6 feet tall, or you're just like an average height guy, but you have a really attractive face, women are going to want to talk to you. They're going to be engaged with you, and they're going to be, you know, giving you a shot at least, whether it's giving you a shot to dance with them or to have a conversation. Good looking guys, they tend to have more of an advantage in a loud type of environment. The next reason is being ignored. Women will often almost always ignore you in a loud nightclub as a sub-5 male or as an average looking guy when you try to approach them. In a nightclub, the music is extremely loud, and usually there is a DJ on the front stage that is capturing almost all of the attention. For sub-5s, the people, particularly women that tend to frequent nightclubs, they tend to be very trendy. They tend to care a lot about their image, and they tend to, you know, really care about how other people perceive them. And when you approach as a sub-5, subconsciously, you know, in their head, they're thinking, you know, if I talk to this guy, people are going to see this and they're going to, you know, they're going to look at me differently. They get nervous and they really just don't want to be seen talking to someone who's considered conventionally unattractive. For more average looking guys, the problem in a nightclub is that there's nothing very appealing about your looks to draw women in to want to have a conversation with you. And, you know, women are more concentrating on the DJ and, you know, the music that's blasting super loud. They're not really, you know, focused in and like honed in on what you're trying to say to them. So instead of trying to, you know, shout very loud or say, "What did you say?" They'll tend to ignore you, mainly because they don't find you unattractive, but they don't really find you attractive enough to have to go through the gymnastics of like shouting over people and shouting over the music. So they'll tend to just ignore you. And I think this is very primal, mainly because in pretty much any other environment, they would, as an average looking guy, they would give you more of a chance. They would want to, I think, sometimes see what your personality is like. But in a nightclub, they're so fixated on the DJ and the loud flashing lights and music that you don't really stack up to that. For them to be giving you full concentration. They'll almost view you as a bit of an annoyance to the DJ and the music that they're trying to hear. And really, a lot of times, like, average looking guys will tend to go unnoticed on the dance floor in a big crowd in a nightclub, as there's hundreds of people packed into a small area. So if there's nothing that stands out about you, you tend to kind of get lost in the crowd. The next reason is aggressive bouncers. I've seen bouncers make fun of sub-5 males countless times when I was out over the year at clubs. Bouncers oftentimes have a pretty boring job, mainly just checking IDs all night, and often they'll try to embarrass a sub-5 male. They do this to try and show dominance to the sub-5 male, as well as to the other people watching in line. I've never really understood this, but I guess from their perspective, if they're showing dominance to other males, other females may see this and think that they have high status. That's the only rationale I can really give for this, but I've seen this happen in real time many, many times. Some forms of this could be, you know, denying them from entering for no particular reason, holding on to their ID for too long and kind of looking them up and down in a smiling, condescending way. Sometimes it's even making fun of them for what they're wearing. It might be their pants or their shirt. Bouncers kind of look at sub-5 males as like easy targets, and, you know, sometimes they just make fun of them because they're bored. It's not right, but I've seen this so many times. The next reason kind of goes off my previous point. It's loud music. Loud music makes it really hard to showcase your personality. This really applies to more average-looking guys. When you're at a nightclub, it's really hard to show any charisma, any confidence, any humor, you know, when there's really, really ridiculously loud music going on. With the loud music in the DJ, it's really so loud in there that you can hardly get a word in, that you really have to shout even to just get a sentence in. And other people can't really, you know, comprehend exactly what you're saying. So unless you're buying a table or you're in a quiet part of the club, like sometimes there'll be a deck, or sometimes by the bar you're able to hear someone a little bit better, you won't be really able to have a good conversation with somebody without shouting. The next reason has to do with height. A lot of women in nightclubs are going to be wearing high heels. Typically, these heels would be anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, sometimes 5 or 6 inches I've seen. This gives a big disadvantage to short and average height men. You know, even logistically, it makes it much harder to try and push through a crowd on the dance floor when you're not very tall. You're not going to stand out amongst a sea of men trying to compete for their attention, which is already almost 100% on the DJ. If you're a tall man, you actually will have a slight advantage in a nightclub, as you'll stand out amongst the other men in the crowd. I've actually seen this play out in my favor in clubs before. I'm 6'2", so I'm fairly tall, but I'm not super tall, but I've been in crowds with at least, you know, 50 to 100 people where I'm either the tallest guy or I'm the, you know, second or third tallest guy. And it definitely gives you a huge advantage, mainly because you're the tallest head that women see in the crowd, and it helps you stand out in a way. The next reason has to do with buying bottle service. Bottle service is what nightclubs are all about. It's how they run. It's how they pay for their DJs. When you buy bottle service as a sub-5 male or an average-looking guy, the problem is that a lot of women will see you as an opportunity for free alcohol and then bounce from your table from another table to another table constantly all night. Bottle service is also extremely expensive, and it won't be worth the cost. However, if you're a good-looking man with sharper features, say like a chiseled jawline, high cheekbones, hunter eyes, I'll actually say that buying bottle service can actually really help you in a nightclub. You'll actually be able to have a conversation with a woman at the table where you'll be able to kind of move things forward, and girls won't necessarily just see you as an easy way to get free drinks. They see you as a traditionally very good-looking guy, and the free drinks that they'll be getting at the table is almost like a bonus or a cherry on top, and you as a good-looking guy are really the main dessert. Whereas if you're a sub-5 or you're an average-looking guy, they tend to be very transactional in a nightclub. They may pretend to flirt with you a little bit, but you can tell they're kind of at the table. They may be looking around. They might be, you know, fixated in the DJ. They're not fixated on you because you're either unattractive or there's nothing really appealing about you. So you end up spending a lot of money on bottle service with the hopes that you're going to, you know, meet an attractive woman, but that doesn't really happen. You're just left with an emptier wallet and lower self-esteem. The last reason is that clubbing is just very unhealthy. Beer, liquor, and staying out into the wee hours of the morning will definitely take a toll on your body. If you're used to going to bed at a certain time during the week, your circadian rhythm will just really get out of whack if you're out till 4 a.m. It'll be much harder to do things like go to the gym the next day and working on other projects and hobbies. Also, after a night of getting ignored and rejected, it'll probably at least to a certain degree have an effect on your self-esteem. It's almost inevitable regardless of how confident you are. People can say they handle rejection well, but most of the time, I think deep down, most people really don't. And I think part of the black pill is improving parts about your looks that you can control, such as your diet, working out, trying to maintain clear skin. When you're out super late and you're drinking excessive amounts of alcohol, it's not going to do you any favors for your looks. Well, that's my 2 cents on why nightclubs are a huge waste of time for sub-5s and average-looking men. If you got any value out of this, feel free to subscribe. Until next time, take care.